It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
It's time to have some fun here at Mix 100, KIMN HD1 Denver, online at mix100.com. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we like to do The Show Wants to Know, where we take one of your messages that came in, we'll read it on the air, and you guys can call in and sound off about it. It's a lot of fun, and we love diving into your personal lives because we are just
nosy.
Nosy is the right
word,
buddy.
We like to help. We're helpful.
We're nosy, Katie.
We're nosy. We like to know the deets of people's lives.
Sure do. So listen, if you want to call off, please. We love talking to our listeners. Phone call is always better than a text, so we can actually chit-chat. But you can call us at 303-691-1-MIX, 303-691-1649, if you want to sound off about Zeb's dilemma. His message says, "Yo, JKJ, holler at ya." Well, holler at you as well,
what
sir.
What it do, yo?
Zeb?
Holler at you.
Is this 2004? What is this? Yo!
Holler at you. So Zeb says, "I need some advice before I do something that could make my office life a little awkward." He goes on to say, "My name is Zeb, and for the past 2 years, I've worked with a woman named Terry. We've always had that work-wife, work-husband kind of bond. We love joking around, having lunch together, venting about life. We like some of the same books and TV shows." He goes, "But lately, my feelings for her have gone from friendly to full-blown, I think I'm in love with you."
Oh, that escalated.
Holla at your boy.
Zeb.
Zeb says, "I've really started to fall for her. In my opinion, I think we're the perfect match. One thing is in the way, though. Terry is actually married to a real-life husband."
Okay, Zeb.
He says, "But it sounds a little rocky. Her marriage is basically on autopilot." He says, "That's what she's told me. She and her husband don't get along. She said that they are only staying together for their two teenage sons, aged 15 and 17, until they're out on their own. She says she's out of love and plans to move on someday, but her husband doesn't know it yet. I have no idea if she sees me as anything more than a best friend. She's never actually hinted at romantic feelings for me. Just the usual work spouse joking. I don't want to ruin our friendship, but I also can't keep pretending I don't feel this way. Would it be a terrible idea to lay it all out there and ask her if she would consider being with me, or should I keep my mouth shut, wait until she's officially moved on?" Which, honestly, here's my insert. Who knows how long that'll be, right?
Yeah.
It'd be for years.
"If she's basically checking out right now, I don't see what it would hurt to maybe make a move. Then again, I'm not sure how she would react to me making a move. Help me out, guys. Should I go for it or keep it professional? Throw this on your Show Wants to Know segment." And that is from Mr. Zeb. So, like I said, phone lines are wide open. If you guys want to sound off, should he go for it? Should he tell the work wife that he actually has some hardcore feelings for her? 303-691-1-MIX, 303-691-1649. What do you guys think?
This is sticky.
Yeah.
I don't know. Personal opinion, I don't think you should try to make a move on someone unless they are absolutely 100% available and single and ready to do that.
She's emotionally single.
Yeah, but
that's not fair.
That's not fair to anybody on the other side of that family. In my humble opinion, that's pretty messed up. But
especially with kids involved, a couple
that's
sons
so
who are teenagers.
Messy.
Yeah,
they're getting old though. They probably know mom and dad don't like each other.
You're sleeping in different rooms.
Yeah, right. They don't even talk anymore. The thing I can only pull from my personal experience, and that is when you date somebody within your workplace, you better hope it's forever, because if it's not, it's gonna get awkward.
It's so awkward.
It's
how many times have you done that?
Just twice. And
only twice.
And
tell
it was
me about
when
him.
I was a
Hold
lot
on, tell
young.
Me about
I will. It was when I was a lot younger in my 20s, but one of them. It just made for an awkward dynamic for our whole friend group. We all worked together. We still had to hang out together. And that one was awkward until I moved away to North Dakota. The other one before that, that homie had to move back to Philly. So it's like people have to leave that situation or it's just going to be extremely weird for everybody. And unless you know it's forever, I don't know if I would suggest being romantic with somebody you work with. Again, I know people who have worked together and gotten married and happily ever after. They're still super happy together. So I know it can work. I'm just speaking from personal experiences. And both times, people had to move thousands of miles away. So I just... in that regard, I would probably stay away from the work thing. And then Josh had a great added factor to that. And that is, if somebody's already taken, that's probably not the route you want to go. There are plenty of fish in the sea, Zeb. Some of them may be the weird ones that suck on the side of the tank like I'm dealing with, but they're out there.
Gross. No wonder everybody wants to date you.
I know, right?
Dang.
Yeah, but listen, I think I kind of feel like maybe if she hasn't flat out said yet that she might be interested, that, you know, when it comes to the point where she's kind of complaining about her husband and divulging that there's not going to be a future there.
Yeah.
That she's maybe at this point kind of open to exploring something else, and that might accelerate her leaving her husband, right?
Yeah.
I think it would accelerate it. So even if she is saying, oh, I'm going to put this off until they can move out, if something better is in front of her immediately and she's not happy right now, doesn't mean they are going to be making out all the time, but maybe they just explore going out on a couple dates, not getting all handsy maybe, and just seeing if there is something compatible outside
of work.
Well,
they're already friends. Clearly, they're compatible, but
even more compatible, like dressing up nice and getting a steak together.
Is that not cheating?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, let's just
say, but again, it's not. If they're just going out, they're just going out to learn more about each other.
That's a date.
You missed it. You're answering the phone because I said no, not handsy, no making out, nothing physical.
But
just
still, emotional cheating is still cheating. Like,
here's Kate. Hey, Kate. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. How you doing?
We're doing great. So what do you think about Zebulon's issue?
I still think that the decision could have been made already, since that name, unless you used a different name, it's pretty unique.
Oh, no.
There is that. Honestly, yeah, I don't know. He didn't say that he changed his name or anything. Who knows? But yeah, Terry's listening right now like, oh, Zeb.
I know a Zeb.
I knew it.
But other than that, it's, the kids are old enough and, you know, if he's already been told that she's in an unhappy marriage, then he's not really breaking up the marriage. That's her decision. That shouldn't all be on him.
I'm kind of with you. This isn't all on him. He is seeing the writing on the wall and he's like, should I make the move before somebody else does? She's already donezo. She's on her way out.
I'm
on that side, kind of. I see the messages coming in screaming at me for promoting infidelity. But
I know, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Kate, thank you for calling. I'm going to grab a couple other callers. Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Thanks.
I just think it's like you can't take it back. Once you put it out there, you can't take it back.
Hi, Haley.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey,
we're
Haley.
Super dupes. So what do you think about Zeb's situation?
Well, I just want to first of all say shame on you, Jeremy.
Yeah. I knew it. There you are. I'm just playing devil's advocate. That's all. I'm not.
No. Emotional is just as bad. You don't go on dates. You don't do stuff like that. It hurts people, and there's kids involved, and kids do get hurt.
But
so
again,
that's my big
what
one.
If the kids already know that mom and dad maybe are not sleeping in the same room at home?
Yep.
Maybe they're fighting
so
all the time.
I was one of them. Okay, I'm old, but I was one of them. I was married for 23 years. And we didn't sleep in the same room. It hurts the kids more than anything.
Yeah.
Just get it done. She needs to woman up and leave her husband if she wants to leave him.
Yes, Haley.
Not emotional, like, go out and see if someone else is better. That's wrong.
Yeah. Don't
you want to have options, though?
Have what?
Options. You want to have options. If this marriage is gone, you're like, well, what's next?
If the marriage is gone, then move out and have options.
Yeah.
But don't be a loser about it.
Yeah, you can't keep someone else hanging on. Mm. Yeah,
no,
that's awful.
People. You're messing with people's feelings there.
Yeah,
I love it.
Including
Haley,
your kids.
I love your passion,
yeah.
Haley. Can't thank you enough for calling and waggling
great
your finger
call,
at me.
Haley, great call.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You
as well.
Bye.
Let's quickly get to Sarah. I got to get to a break. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Really
Hi.
Quick. What do you think? Hey.
I agree with all these other callers. It's kind of an emotional affair. If she is willing to pursue, like, whatever Zeb wants to pursue, But she's still married. She needs to get that taken care of before she moves on to another relationship. So he needs to not move forward with trying to have any kind of romantic anything with her.
I wonder if there's a way to, for him to just kind of encourage her to say, hey, move things along a little bit. Move it along, you know, just kind of encourage without actually telling her that, like, he's madly in love at this point.
Only if she's asking for that kind of advice.
Yeah.
Right, like, if she's asking him what she should do about her married relationship, then he can... You know, tell her whatever you
think. Influence her that way.
You're a very wise woman, sir. You're very wise. Yeah. We appreciate you taking the time to call us today.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yes,
thank you. You're
love
the best.
Have a great day.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right, listen, I got to get to a quick break. I see more lines ringing. Please sound off. Call in. Tell us where we are wrong, where
Jeremy's
are right.
Wrong.
I'm not wrong. Jeremy's I'm playing wrong. Devil's advocate here. Hey, Dawn.
Hey.
Morning. Hey, girl. Hey.
No.
Yo,
no.
So what should Zeb do?
No. Just no.
No.
Absolutely not.
Why?
We'll start at the beginning. She's still married and doesn't know what she wants. She hasn't made any decisions. And she may be talking about it with him as a friend, but she has not gone to the courthouse and filed paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
She's not moved out. She's not told her kids that she's leaving or their dad. She has not made any decisions. So for him to spring I love you on top of that is just a jerk move.
What if she has the same feelings, though, but she's holding back, and this will kind of goose her to take those steps?
Even if she slightly thinks that she has those feelings, she's not in an emotional place where she's going to be able to handle that. There's so much that goes on with you emotionally when you get a divorce that you have to process before you're even ready to move on to a new relationship.
Exactly.
And
maybe she has processed
it,
though.
Her soulmate, like, this is her next, like, real soulmate, the person that she's supposed to be with for the rest of her life. She has to be done with her current relationship and be fully ready to bring something to the table just the same as he is, you know? Like, he can't carry this relationship, and that's what he would end up doing.
You're so wise.
Well, she might just
very
like,
well put
yeah,
together.
She just might like the attention, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
Think about that.
Well, and
the thing is that she probably doesn't even know that he thinks of her that way. I can't tell you when I got divorced how many guys came out of the woodworks that I thought were just my friends that apparently had the hots for me the whole time.
Well, look
Ooh.
At you, playa. What did you do about that?
You putting out those vibes.
Played
that's
the
all
field,
you,
yeah.
Don, you can't help it if you're just putting out those vibes yeah. unknowingly, right?
You can't help it. You're this sexy, Don.
And some of them I did end up going out with, and you know what? It didn't work out, and we're not even friends anymore.
Yeah. Well, and in that regard, Don, don't you think that there's a lot on Zeb's part, too? Like, maybe he wants her because she's unavailable.
Yes.
And the minute she becomes...
They like the chase. Men like the chase.
They like so many of the same things. He's like, dang, I could just see a future with her.
What kind of a guy wants a married woman?
Exactly. And no.
But again, maybe he will say, I have feelings for you. Let's move along your end of things and get divorced, and let's make this happen. I don't see why that's a bad thing.
I think it's more like, hey, let's, you know, take this to the next level.
No.
Have an extramarital affair.
Exactly.
I think he's trying to be respectful. Otherwise, he wouldn't be writing us. He's not going to be like, hey, Terry, you want to go shag in the bathroom?
Well, no, I'm just thinking.
Even if he actually loves this woman, if he loves her, he will let her go through this and be there to support her as a friend and let
maybe,
her get to a point where she's ready to be in a relationship before he brings this to her table because she already has enough on her plate to process.
Mm.
Exactly.
She doesn't need more.
Don, I got to get to some other calls, but thank you for the very well thought out call today.
Don, your call was great. Thank you.
No problem. Bye.
See you later, sexy Don.
No, she makes so
everybody
many
wants
good
her.
Points, though.
I just
everybody
want to
wants
voice,
her.
Man.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like the fact that she pointed out that you know, he is making moves on her right now. If he was just but he's got it in his head. If he was willing to wait until she was available and he still felt that way, then I'd be like, go all for it. Seb, do you. Make that workplace awkward. Go, you know, but she's married. He's got to wait.
Bella, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bella.
We're fighting in here. I'm trying not to get all irritated.
I'm going to add fuel to the fire because I disagree with all the callers.
Oh.
I think that this woman, you know, she's a grown woman, and I don't think that people are giving her enough credit, or Zeb for that matter, because I do think that he's respectful enough to call in, and so I don't see why there's no reason that he can't present this in a respectful way of like, hey, you know, this is how I feel.
Thank you.
I think that she should be able to make an educated decision based off of all the information.
Yep.
And someone who has come out of a divorce, sometimes women need to know that they feel desirable to be able to make the choices that are best for them. So if she knows that she is desirable, she could be pushed to be like, okay, well, I know that I am like a hot commodity. Do I really want to put the effort into getting marriage counseling and go for that? Or like, I know that I am desired and that gives the confidence boost to be able to push things along. You know, we're all thinking that he's going to be like, I love you. And she's going to be like, you know what? I love you back. Let's, you know, go to a steak dinner. And I think that if she had the information, like, she could make a better informed
I love
choice.
This. Like, see? This is like so mature of you. It's just two people having a conversation. He's going to start the conversation by saying, hey, I feel like I have more feelings for you than just the workplace feelings. I have. Let's talk about this.
I think it's two people leading with their emotions.
She's not leading with anything right now. He's leading with his emotions.
Yes. Zeb wants her for a night, man. That's what it could be. You don't know that.
That's what I think.
You don't know that. That's the thing, is how guys could take advantage of that, especially because she's in a
I'm a guy, and I feel like Zeb is like, there's something long-term here. I have feelings. Nowhere in this letter does he say... Go ahead, Bella.
I don't think that he would have written in, and I also don't think that he would have waited. They said that they've been coworkers for years, and men, like, if they feel that connection, right, like, they know them. So now that he knows that there is, like, those cracks, like, he has developed those feelings over this period of time where he didn't have that romantic connection. He's like, okay, now I see this future with this person. I feel like I have to say something. And I don't think that there's any reason that he shouldn't get it off of his plate. Like, he'll know that he did everything in his capacity to do this in a respectful way, and she can make that informed choice.
Is it respectful? I don't think you should see a future with anybody that has a wedding ring on their finger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's,
but
I don't
he knows
think that's
it's on the way out. So if he were
you
to
don't
say,
know that.
He,
you don't know that.
She has said that she's going to leave her husband once the kids get a little bit older.
Things change.
It's right here in the email.
Things change.
And
that's
minute,
like predicting the future.
Yeah, the minute that husband figures out that there's another guy coming in on his territory, he's
he
like,
might
wait
be like,
a minute.
Or,
wait a minute.
Or he might be like, finally.
I don't know.
Josh, grab that other call for me. Thank
you,
Bella.
Yeah. Oh
my God.
You're so wise. Thank you, Bella.
Thank you, Bella.
Bye.
And again, if he just wants to sleep with her, he would have been making moves at office parties and various things throughout the years that they've been together.
Or maybe this is his end game all along. I'm going to play the part. I'm going to act like I'm interested.
I will tell you what it is, too, is he's probably learning that she's emotionally and physically unavailable from her husband. She's going to be moving on, and he wants to get a jump on this too for when it does happen, like she doesn't go off with somebody else.
Yeah.
So he's going to say, you know, I want to let her know how I feel now, because if this does happen, then she knows, boom, I'm ready and willing right now versus her going off with somebody else. Hey, Beth.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. So are you as irritated as I am?
Well, you know, they're not really discussing the husband's feel. We don't know how the husband feels, really.
He's miserable.
She's just telling him her side of it, first of all. And no, she's not available. And he shouldn't even be talking or even thinking like this because she's a married woman. And another thing, do you ever watch Dateline? I mean, 90% of Dateline.
Exactly.
You know, and
you sound like my mother-in-law right now.
You're so right.
She's going to end up dead at some point. They're going to end up finding her in a field.
It's going to be an episode. Yes,
nobody's going
to
end up dead, Beth. Is that what you're...
You know, and divorce, it is. It's like a death. You grieve. It's a process.
Or she's not. Oh, she's so sick of this husband, she's not going to grieve. She's just waiting for the day that she can go out and tear it up.
you think that, and then you realize what it does to your kids.
Yes.
All the trauma. I mean, it is just.
Again, these might be well-adjusted children, Beth, that are 15 and 17.
No,
they probably know mom and dad hate each other, and they're ready for them to separate.
Hate each other. But they're also...
They don't get it.
Yeah.
At 17, you get it.
No, they're very impressionable still. And if they see this end to their parents' marriage, that is going to affect them for the rest of their life.
Okay, so what age is going to be okay? How old do these kids have to be?
It's not the age. It's that they need to handle it the proper way. They need to end the current relationship before they start a new one, because that's the kind of imprint you leave on your child.
What if she says, okay, Zeb, I understand your feelings. I'm feeling this way too. Just give me some time.
That's what she should do.
That's what she should do.
She should figure out her current stuff.
And
before
then they can sleep with each other. Yeah. Beth, thank you so much for the call. You are a rock star. I got Tracy and Jamie. We got a few more minutes if anyone wants to sound off. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 if you want to get in a fight with us as well. Call in. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Morning.
What's going on? What are your thoughts?
In my opinion, he needs to not say anything. He will just be an emotional drain on her. He will be someone else that wants her attention and time, and she won't respond well, I don't think.
Or,
she might at first,
or Jamie, will he be a ray of light, a freshness in her life? New energy and excitement for her.
It could be for like a week.
Yeah. That's not,
no, it sounds like they have this excitement every day at work.
Yeah, but then once a woman knows that a guy likes her, she will take on this like responsibility to, I don't.
What does that mean? Get me into the mind of a lady. What does that mean?
Right.
What does that mean?
She can't just be herself and have fun. If she knows that he likes her, it'll just change.
It does. The dynamic,
more Katie, how does it change?
The whole dynamic changes. Once you become romantically involved with a guy versus a friend relationship, it changes everything. Like, you're right.
It's like
you're
a responsibility.
So right.
Another responsibility you don't want.
We are caretakers, and immediately the woman wants to make sure that person is taken care of, and the guy looks at it as nagging, and you guys don't like that. So the minute the woman turns into a nagging dynamic versus fun and exciting and da-da-da, that's where I said I don't know if Zeb is fully invested in her. I think he just likes the idea.
Why do you ladies do that? Why do you instantly start nagging us?
We're taking care of you.
Why do you do that to
us? We're taking care of you. You need it. You wouldn't know what to do with yourself.
This is why Terry's husband.
We don't want to hurt your feelings, but we still care about you as a person.
Oh,
and it just gets complicated.
It does. Thank you for thinking of my sensitive feelings.
The dynamic changes so much.
Jamie,
tell me
you love me, Jamie. Tell me.
I will always love you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jamie. Have a good day.
So sweet.
You too.
Thanks, Jamie, for giving me the pat on the head that I needed. It's really nice.
She makes such a good point, though. Like, it is such
you
a
guys
change.
Are crazy.
A drastic change in dynamic when the woman actually enjoys the man. Like, it does take on a different meaning. And I'm telling you, the guy changes too when he realizes that it's a relationship.
The only
and
thing
it's
that's
not
gonna
just fun.
Change, Katie, is she's going to have love back in her life.
Oh, my God.
That's the only dynamic that's going to change is love.
Yeah.
Hi, Tracy.
Sure.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Tracy, tell me you love me.
He needs this so bad,
well,
Tracy.
I mean, I do love you very much.
Thank you, Tracy.
I am just as irritated as you are.
Thank you. And, you take your time then.
Okay. And let me just tell you why.
Please.
I'm irritated with everything that's coming out of your mouth.
Yes!
Son
of a biscuit! Damn it.
Yeah, you tell,
absolutely.
Tracy.
Come on, Tracy.
It's a big biscuit.
Yeah.
And I also think that everyone goes through struggles, and maybe this guy came in right as they were struggling, and he's the one that's pushing her to not work on her own marriage.
Oh, I see what you did there. You're flipping the script here a little bit.
Yep. And then the last thing that I want to say, of course, we all know about Katie, but ladies, Josh, he has integrity. He is your guy.
He is the guy.
You are crazy not to be thinking about Josh, because He is the full package.
Oh, my gosh.
What, where is this going?
Hold on.
What the
Hold
hell
on.
Is happening
Tracy.
Right now?
I love this. Keep going.
What does this have to do with Zeb and Terry, Tracy?
Because I have integrity, Jeremy.
Oh, I already went there. I already explained to you my opinion about them.
Yeah.
Are you hitting on Josh right now?
She loves Josh.
Never.
Oh.
Never.
I feel like there's some.
Married.
Oh,
I'm a grandma. Josh is just, he has so much integrity, common sense. He is the guy for the single lady.
You just
want to
pinch his cheeks.
I love that. I love you, Tracy. Yeah. My goodness.
Do you have a granddaughter, Tracy?
I do. She's too
20s?
Young for him.
Oh.
She's 19.
No,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
no.
That's
no, I'm
perfect.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, no. Jer Bear. Sorry, buddy.
I do have a beautiful son that's about the same age as Josh, but unfortunately the two of them won't work together.
We could be buddies. We could
well,
be buddies.
Josh
go...
experimented a little in college.
Well,
but...
no.
No.
We could be buddies. We could go
Tracy,
watch a hockey game.
This is getting weird. Tracy, I got to get to a couple more calls.
Hey, Valentine's is coming. You never
it
know.
Is.
You never know, Tracy.
Yep. Shoot your shot.
Give that granddaughter a couple more years, and Josh might be part of the family. You never know. All right. Thank you for
you
calling, Tracy.
Have a great day.
Thanks,
bye.
Tracy. Bye.
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 Oh.
Where, what the
pulling
hell
that
was,
love audio.
What
I'm
the hell
pulling
was
it.
All that?
I know, right, Josh?
What
awesome.
In the world was all that?
I'm sending that to our boss,
Dave. What happened to Zeb? Laura.
Hi.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, sorry about all that. What do you think about Zeb?
Okay. Yeah, that was all real weird. But I just wanted to say I was in kind of like a similar situation at one point, but I was like the single one. And the person who I worked with, we were like good friends at work, and he had been with his girlfriend for like years and years. They lived together and everything. And at one point I kind of was just like, hey, just so you know, like I would be into this at some point. And he was like, I've got a lot of stuff going on. We stayed friends until even after we stopped working together for like years. He and that girl ended up breaking up. We stayed like just friends for 9 months after they broke up, and then ended up like dating for a year. So we didn't do anything until they had been like broken up for a while and he had processed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of in like the middle between your guys' opinions. Like I think he should say something to her because it sucks keeping those feelings to yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Until, like, you can have it out there that, like, yeah, at some point I'd be into this, but I wouldn't want to do anything that, like, is complicating things for you. Because we would always say to each other, like, we're friends first.
Yeah.
And I just think that there's more than just going out and having an affair or, like, never, ever saying it. If they're good enough friends, it shouldn't be a big deal to talk about that.
That's right. Sounds like they're pretty open with each other already. So that's,
yeah.
Again, a very good call, Laura. Thank you. I like that meeting in the middle type thing.
Yeah.
So, are
yeah.
you happy now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not with him anymore, but I'm happy with where I'm at right now.
You know Josh is single, right?
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
we're
gosh.
Trying to pimp Josh.
Well, I'm not.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
it's
sorry,
not
buddy.
Stopping Zeb,
yeah,
so.
I know.
Laura,
good
thank-
luck, Josh. Yeah.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks,
thank
Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
All right, bye.
Bye. Bye. All right, we can jump into Jan. We'll do one more. Hey, Jan.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello. So what do you think about Zeb laying the Mac down on Terry?
I would say no. There's a few things. I have this in my history, actually, and,
ooh, like
and
what?
I regret.
Like what?
I regret it. I have it in my history that worked with a guy who we were friends. We got along great. We were both, I don't know, had long relationships. I just want to say that kids really are, no matter what age, that came up a little bit ago. No, no matter what age your kids are, you can't just move on without thinking about them. Because
exactly.
I did that. I moved on. I thought, you know, they're all adults, and they were. My youngest was 23. They were all adults, and I thought, they're okay. They're doing great. They're okay. I can move on. His kids are all adults. No, they all had a really hard time with it.
I just think it doesn't matter. You're right.
It's still in effect.
No, you're right, Janet.
Right.
It doesn't matter the age group. It's going to affect, because it's your parents. No matter the age, however old you are, it's still your parents. You always want them to love each other, and it's tough going through that.
Unless these two sons want a new dad. Maybe they don't even like the dad.
No.
We don't know.
Your kids look to you for guidance, though. And when you make such a huge decision like that,
all of this
is
true. But they might not like the dad either. So we don't know. No. We really don't know.
Yeah, I think Jeremy's up a tree on this
I
one.
Think I really? Too.
Are you kidding me, Jan? I'm building a tree house while I'm up there.
No,
I got
yeah,
the tire swing
trying,
and everything, girl.
Hard. You're trying to build a case.
I really am. I love playing
happening.
Devil's advocate because it pisses everybody off.
Jan. All right, have a good day, guys.
See you later.
Thanks, Jan.
Jan.
She's funny.
She I mean, such a good point, though. Like, yes. Kids, no matter what age, they're affected by this.
They'll be fine.
And think about
kids are in high school. They'll move on.
Think about this, Jer. If someone was trying to lay the Mac down on your wife and
if we were miserable,
exactly.
If behind the scenes we were miserable,
you don't know
it might
if she
be
is
like, it might be time to move on then.
She might be playing the field while you're here.
Speaking of knickknack, this is why I'm telling Zeb to go for it, because many, many years ago.
Many years ago. This makes sense now.
Knickknack was living with a guy. They were pretty darn serious. And we were friends at work.
They weren't married with kids, though.
Yeah.
No.
They had a pretty solid lease that they couldn't break, though. And this young Jer Bear started becoming friends with a young knickknack and flirting and eventually told her his feelings, and they ended up breaking up, and that was 22 years ago at this point. And so I'm just saying, make the move, Zeb. Get after it, buddy. I say tell her. Tell her that you have feelings for her, and then just take it slow.
Yeah.
Take it slow.
I think with the kids involved, it makes the situation a little bit dicier, but I really
it's a little different, of course.
I liked Laura's call of to be able to take it into the middle there a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like, make sure you let them know, because it does stink to hold on to those feelings, but do it with some type of care, some type of consideration for everyone involved.
I just want to know how Jer took it.
We went out to a bar. She turned 21. Her boyfriend wasn't 21 yet, so we went out with a group of friends. Had too much to drink and started making out with each other.
Slow and
that
steady wins
it.
The race, eh?
So that's about as slow as you need to take it, Zeb.
Oh, my gosh. Jeremy.
Lord.
Scandalous.
Oh,
sinner.
Goodness.
You're a sinner.
Grab the tea.
I still remember what she was wearing. She looked so...
Oh, my gosh. All right. Okay.
We made out so much that night. She's like, oh, my God, I got to break this lease.
You're so bad. Oh, my goodness.
Ah, life is good.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.